Back on Wildcat Insider, John Kurtz and Wyatt Thompson with you here. 537-1350, 866-776-1350 to join us. Jeremy Crabtree going to be on the show at 510 to talk about K-State's recruiting class with National Signing Day just a couple of days away. It'll be on Wednesday. And again, our Signing Day show will be 3 to 4:30 on Wednesday and Power Cat Game Day at 4:30 for K-State and TCU. So it's going to be a big day Wednesday, no doubt about that. I'll throw this in, too, because I forgot to last segment when we were talking about football recruiting in the recruiting class, but another guy that made a pledge to come to K-State over the weekend that visited is a name that you'll probably recognize, Landry Weber, who is the brother of Stanton Weber, obviously Stan Weber's son, and a guy, man, he tore it up at Bishop Mies. That was a really good team that just dominated this past season. So, honestly, I was kind of excited to see that happen. We know Stanton pretty well, and talking to him about it through the year, I got plenty of info on Landry and what he did this year, but I think that's a guy that could contribute as well.
Well, I think in time he could certainly, and it's I'm really excited for him, but also for Stanton because he's excited, and obviously Stan is pumped up. As a matter of fact, as we landed from Knoxville on Saturday, I took Stan from the airport and dropped him off at the Bluemont Hotel where Landry was doing some K-State football things on his visit, and anyway, long story short, I hope Stanton isn't listening, but I think Landry's probably a little bit better athlete, maybe not quite as big, so there's a little bit of a trade-off there, but he's a bright young guy and had a terrific senior year. Pretty good little basketball player, too. So you always kind of, for me anyway, I think you always kind of look for those guys that are maybe flying under the radar a little bit in terms of the walk-ons, and you talk to the guys that have seen him a lot, they tell you he can play.
Well, I was just – Jeremy Crabtree is on at 510. He's a guy that really likes Landry. I mean, he actually had been campaigning for him a while on Twitter, being surprised that there wasn't more interest, right, you know, picking up with him at the lower level. So there are people that are definite advocates of him as well. I'm not trying to just blow smoke here when mentioning that. As far as the K-State women are concerned, last week, obviously, a tough one with Baylor, 91-49 earlier on in the week, but they bounce back and get a win over Oklahoma State, 74-69 at Bramlage on Saturday. They just narrowly missed the top 25. They're at 26 in the AP poll that I saw earlier today. But the real story here is not just them getting a win, which moved them to 16-6 and 6-4 in the Big 12, but it was Kindred Wiesman who had a career-high 34 points. She was 10 of 18 from the floor, 4 of 10 from three-point range, and then 10 of 10 at the free throw line. So she just narrowly missed the school record for points in a conference game. That's 36 for Brittany Chambers. But nonetheless, that's exactly the type of game I think we knew Kindred Wiesman's capable of, but fun to see.
Well, she's certainly capable. Even though she's smallish in stature, she's got the heart of a lion, obviously. And what a game. And to be honest with you, this was an Oklahoma State team that they beat in Stillwater by 20. And obviously OSU, Jim's done a nice job down there. They've gotten better, and they needed all of her 34. When you look at the line of Kaylee Jensen, she had 26 and 15 with six assists in 37 minutes. So obviously Kindred was pretty special. I had an opportunity to do a little media session thing with her this afternoon and Coach Mitty, and I was asking her about the second half. She had eight at halftime, and I said, was there a point early in the second half where you just kind of felt like this was my day? And I was really interested to hear what she said, because she talked about, you know, not really. It just kind of was one of those things. She said, I do remember I hit a step back three, and I felt so good about it, and I think that kind of got me going a little bit. And then she paused for a second and said, but I don't even remember when that was in the second half. So the point of the story is that when they play like that, sometimes they're not thinking about that. They're just playing. And she got into it there and was unbelievably good from what I didn't see it, of course. I was on the road, but Coach Mitty said she was awesome Saturday. Awesome.
Well, she's typically pretty low-key. I mean, she's not going to be one to come in and just boast a whole bunch about about what she did.
Right.
It was a definite accomplishment, though, the first 30-point game for the Wildcats since December 21st of 2015. That was when Bree Lewis had 30 against Western Illinois. Also should mention, Eternity Willick had a nice game, too, 10 points, 9 rebounds. She got her first Big 12 start.
Well, most of that damage was done in the first half when K-State really, when things weren't going all that well. It was 15 all after one, and Oklahoma State actually led at halftime, so they needed a lot of that. I asked Coach Mitty about her today, too, and he said her first half was excellent. She leveled off in the second half a little bit, but for her first start, I think he was really excited about what she contributed.
She's definitely done a nice job here as a freshman, and I happened to check a bracketology update on the women's side. They just updated that today, and for those interested, K-State is projected as a host, as a six seed right now in the NCAA tournament. So that seems about right now for a team, 16-6, 6-4 in the Big 12. I figured they'd be somewhere around a five. Thought maybe they'd be a little bit higher, but sitting at 26 in the polls, a six seed, that does match up.
I hope I'm right in saying this in visiting with the Women's Basketball Media Relations Director Randy Peterson today. I believe he said they were in that 17 or 18 range in the RPI, so their RPI is real good. And they're heading into a stretch starting this week, Wednesday, where they play four of their next five on the road. That's tough, but you know, you survive, get through that with a decent amount of wins. They could certainly host. I don't think there's any question about it. I think they're hoping to do that. Tech, though, it's really strange. I'll just throw this out that they're like 10-1 at home. They're only lost to Texas at home, but they haven't won anything really on the road. So that's been way different than most teams in the league.
Yeah, K-State will be at Tech and then at Texas this week. Longhorns right. Undefeated in the Big 12, very good team. You know, the interesting thing about Tech, you say that, they lost to Kansas.
Yeah.
Which surprised me. I mean, Texas Tech's a much improved team this year, but they just gave Brandon Schneider his first Big 12 win.
I'm pretty sure that I read that they're 0-9 on the road all season long, not just Big 12, but so it's been a struggle for them on the road, but at home they have been knockout. They lost to Texas, but they've beaten everybody else. So challenging game Wednesday is the point. And I'll mention, too, that the men's game, that's a little bit different and an odd start time of 6:30. Both of those games are 6:30 on Wednesday, men and women. Men here, women at Tech.
So Wednesday, National Signing Day, Bill Snyder's press conference is at 2:30. We got the recruiting show starting at 3. Powercat game day at 4:30 for the men. Then both the men and women tip off at 6:30. Going to be a jam-packed Wednesday.
It would have been easier for you to have an 8 o'clock men's tip, right?
Yes. Yeah. The 6:30 tip I'm not thrilled with, but yeah. I understand. TV, you know, they do what they do.
They win that race, Cowboy.
Yes,
just
they do.
Just is what it is.
Yes, they do. Jeremy Crabtree is going to be on at 5:10 to talk about the K-State recruiting class. When we come back, we'll look at the landscape in the Big 12 right now. Kansas did beat Kentucky this weekend, but all in all, fairly disappointing effort, I think, by the conference in the Big 12 SEC Challenge. You're listening to Wildcat Insider.
You're listening to Wildcat Insider.
The tech show's on this month. You know, I was thinking of looking at home security systems.
Oh, cool. I'll go with you. We're looking.